This is our God, holy sound, the words of the angels.
Amen. Glory to thee, O God. Glory to thee, O heavenly King, comforter, spirit of truth, throne everywhere, present and fillest all things, treasury of good things and giver of life. Come and dwell in us and cleanse us of all impurity and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, blot out our sins, O Master, pardon our iniquities. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages.
Amen. Lord have mercy, 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 Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O come, let us worship God our King. O come, let us worship and fall down before Christ our King and God. O come, let us worship and fall down before Christ himself our King and God. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy, and according to the multitude of thy compassion, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my iniquity and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil before thee, that thou mightest be justified in thy words and prevail when thou art judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins did my mother bear me. For behold, thou hast loved truth, the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom hast thou made manifest unto me. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be made clean. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. Thou shalt make me to hear joy and gladness. The bones of the humbled, they shall rejoice. Turn thy face away from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and with thy governing spirit establish me. I shall teach transgressors thy ways, and the ungodly shall turn back unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in thy righteousness. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. For if thou hadst desired sacrifice, I had given it. With whole burnt offerings thou shalt not be pleased. A sacrifice unto God is a broken spirit, a heart that is broken and humbled, God will not despise. Do good, O Lord, in thy good pleasure and design, and let the walls of Jerusalem be builded. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. O God, be attentive unto helping me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be shamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to shame that desire evils against me. Let them be turned back straightway in shame that say unto me, well done, well done. Let them be glad and rejoice in thee all that seek after thee, O God, and let them that love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But as for me, I implore thee, O God, come unto mine aid, my helper and my deliverer, if thou, O Lord, make no long tarrying. O Lord, hear my prayer, give ear unto my supplication in thy truth, hearken unto me in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he hath humbled my life down to the earth, he hath sat me in darkness as those that have been long dead, and my spirit within me is become despondent, within me my heart is troubled. I remember the days of old, I meditated in all thy works, I pondered on the creations of thy hands. I stretched forth my hands unto thee, my soul thirsteth after thee like a waterless land. Quickly hear me, O Lord, my spirit hath fainted away. Turn not thy face away from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy mercy in the morning, for in thee have I put my hope. Cause me to know, Lord, the way wherein I should walk, for in thee have I lifted up my soul. Rescue me from mine enemies, O Lord, unto thee have I fled for refuge. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy good spirit shall lead me in the land of uprightness, for thy name's sake, O Lord, shalt thou quicken me. In thy righteousness shalt thou bring my soul out of affliction, and in thy mercy shalt thou utterly destroy mine enemies. And thou shalt cut off all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and O Holy Spirit. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, and Jesus Christ, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. Every night will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever, yea, forever and ever. Lord, thou hast been our refuge in generation and generation. I said, O Lord, have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. O Lord, unto thee have I fled for refuge. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. For in thee is the fountain of life, and thy light shall we see light. O continue thy mercy unto them that know thee. Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin. Blessed art thou, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and praised and glorified as any to the ages. Amen. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we have hoped in thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Blessed art thou, O Master, give me understanding of thy statutes. Blessed art thou, O Holy One, enlighten me by thy statutes. O Lord, thy mercy endureth forever. Disdain not the work of thy hands. To thee is due praise, to thee is due a song, to thee glory is due, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from the heavens and was incarnate in the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and became man, and was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate and suffered and was buried, then arose again on the third day according to the Scriptures and ascended into the heavens and sitteth at the right hand of the Father, and shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets, in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins, I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Yes, surely me to bless thee, the Theotokos, the blessed and most famous and mother of our God, more honorable than the cherubim, and beyond compare more glorious than the seraphim, who without corruption gave us birth to God the Word, the very Theotokos he doing magnified.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, blot out our sins, O Master, pardon our iniquities. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
For
thine
is the
kingdom,
the power, and the glory, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and forever,
and unto the ages. Amen. From heaven thou hast received divine grace, and with thy lips thou dost teach all to worship the one God in Trinity, O most blessed and venerable John Chrysostom. We praise thee as is meet, for thou art our teacher, and that thou revealest things divine. Lord have mercy, 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 Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, 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 Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Thou who at all times and at every hour in heaven and on earth have worshipped and glorified O Christ God, forth long suffering, plenteous in mercy, most compassionate, who lovest the righteous and hast mercy on sinners, who callest all to salvation through the promise of good things to come. Receive, O Lord, our prayers at this hour and guide our life toward thy commandments. Sanctify our souls, make chaste our bodies, correct our thoughts, purify our intentions, and deliver us from every sorrow, evil, and pain. Compass us about to thy holy angels that guarded and guided by their array, we may attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of that unapproachable glory. For blessed art thou unto the ages of ages. Amen. Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim and beyond compare, more glorious than the seraphim, who without corruption gave us birth to God, the Word, the very Theotokos, thee do we magnify. In the name of the Lord, Father, bless.
Through the presence of our Holy Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us.
Amen. Born defiled, untainted, uncorrupted, most pure, chaste Virgin, thou Bride of God and Sovereign Lady, who didst unite the Word of God unto mankind through thy most glorious birth-giving, and hast linked the apostate nature of our race with the heavenly, who art the only hope of the hopeless and the helper of the struggling, the ever-ready protection of them that hasten unto thee, and the refuge of all Christians. Do not shrink with loathing from me, a sinner defiled, to with polluted thoughts, words, and deeds have made myself utterly unprofitable, and through slothfulness of mind to become a slave to the pleasures of life. But as the Mother of God, who loveth mankind, as shall I love for mankind, then mercifully have compassion upon me, a sinner and prodigal, and accept my supplication, which is offered to thee out of my defiled mouth. And making use of thy motherly boldness, entreat thy Son and our Master and Lord, that he may be pleased to open for me the bowels of his loving kindness and graciousness to mankind, and disregarding my numberless offenses, will turn me back to repentance, and show me to be a tried worker of his precepts. And be thou ever present unto me as merciful, compassionate, and well-disposed. In the present life be thou a fervent intercessor and helper, repelling the assaults of adversaries and guiding me to salvation. And at the time of my departure, taking care of my miserable soul and driving far away from it the dark countenances of evil demons. Lastly, at the dreadful day of judgment, delivering me from torment eternal and showing me to be an heir of the ineffable glory of thy Son and our God. All of which may I attain, O my Sovereign Lady, most holy Theotokos, in virtue of thine intercession and protection. Through the grace and love to mankind of the only begotten Son, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom is due all glory, honor, and worship, together with his unoriginate Father and his most holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Then grant unto us, O Master, in the coming sleep, rest for body and soul, and preserve us from the gloomy slumber of sin and from every dark and nocturnal sensuality. Subdue the impulses of passions, extinguish the fiery darts of evil when that are cunningly hurled against us. Assuage the rebellions of our flesh, and every earthly and fleshly subtlety of ours, lull to sleep. And grant unto us, O God, a watchful mind, a chaste thought, a sober heart, to sleep gentle and free from every satanic illusion. Raise us up in the time of prayer, firmly grounded in thy precepts, and keeping steadfastly within us the memory of thy judgments. All the night long, grant us an apology that we may hymn and bless and glorify thy most honorable and majestic name, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us. For ever lost, for thy defense, this prayer do these sinners offer unto thee as Master. Have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy on us, for we have ordered thee. Be not angry with us greatly, neither remember our iniquities, but look upon us now, as thou art compassionate, and deliver us from our enemies. For thou art our God, and we thy people are the works of thy hands, and we call upon thy name, both now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Open the door of compassion to us, for blessed Theotokos, let us not perish through hope yearning, but through thee may we be delivered from adversities. For thou art the salvation of a Christian.
Lord have mercy. O eternal God and King of all creation, who has vouchsafed me to arrive at this hour and forgive me the sins that I have committed this day in deed, word, and thought, and cleanse, O Lord, my lowly soul of all impurity of flesh and spirit, and grant me, O Lord, to pass the sleep of this night in peace. That rising from my lowly bed, I may please thy most holy name all the days of my life, and thwart the enemies fleshly and bodiless in war against me. And deliver me, O Lord, from vain thoughts and evil desires which defile me. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O ruler of all, word of the Father, O Jesus Christ, thou who art perfect, for the sake of the plenitude of thy mercy, never depart from me, but always remain in me thy servant. O Jesus, good shepherd of thy sheep, deliver me not over to the sedition of the serpents, and lead me not to the will of Satan, for the seed of corruption is in me. But do thou, O Lord, worshipful God, holy King, Jesus Christ, as I sleep, guard me by thy anointing life, thy Holy Spirit, by whom thou didst sanctify thy disciples. O Lord, grant me, thine unworthy servant, thy salvation upon my bed. Enlighten my mind with the light of understanding of thy holy gospel, my soul with the love of thy cross, my heart with the purity of thy word, my body with thy passionless passion. Keep my thought in thy humility and raise me up at the proper time for thy glorification. For most glorified art thou, together with thine inner-originate Father and the most Holy Spirit, unto the ages. Amen. O Lord, heavenly King, comforter, spirit of truth, show compassion and have mercy on my thy simple servant, and loose me from mine unworthiness, and forgive all wherein I have sinned against thee today as a man, and not only as a man, but even worse than a beast, my sins voluntary and involuntary, known and unknown, whether from youth and from evil suggestion, whether from brazenness and despondency. If I have sworn by thy name, or blasphemed it in my thought, or reproached anyone, or slandered anyone in my name, or grieved anyone, or have become angry about anything, or have lied, or slept needlessly, or if a beggar hath come to me and I disdained him, or if I have grieved my brother, or have quarreled, or have condemned anyone, or if I have been boastful, or prideful, or angry, if as I stood at prayer my mind hath been distracted by the wiles of this world, or my thoughts of depravity, if I have overeaten, or have drunk excessively, or laughed frivolously, if I have thought evil, or seen the beauty of another, and been wounded thereby in my heart, if I have said improper things, or derided my brother's sin, and my own sins are countless, if I have been neglectful of prayer, or have done some other wrong that I do not remember, for all of this and more than this have I done, have mercy, O Master, my Creator, on me, thy downcast and unworthy servant, and loose me and remit and forgive me, for thou art good and the lover of mankind, so that lustful, sinful, and wretched as I am, I may lie down and sleep and rest in peace, and I shall worship in him and glorify thy most honorable name, together with the Father and his only begotten Son, and now and ever and unto the ages. Amen. What shall I offer thee, or what shall I give thee, O greatly gifted immortal King, O compassionate Lord, who lovest mankind? For though I have been slothful and pleasing thee, and have done nothing good, thou hast led me to the close of this day that is past, establishing the conversion and salvation of my soul. Be merciful to me, a sinner bereft of every good deed. Raise up my fallen soul, which hath become defiled by countless sins, and take away from me every evil thought of this visible life. Forgive my sins, O only sinless one, in which I have sinned against thee this day, known or unknown, in word and deed and thought, and in all my senses. Do thou thyself protect and guard me from every opposing circumstance, by thy divine authority and power and inexpressible love for mankind. Blot out, O God, blot out the multitude of my sins. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me from the net of the evil one, and save my passionate soul, and overshadow me with the light of thy countenance when thou shalt come in glory. and cause me uncondemned now to sleep a dreamless sleep, and keep thy servant untroubled by thoughts, and drive away from me all satanic deeds, and enlighten for me the eyes of my heart with understanding, lest I sleep unto death. And send me an angel of peace, a guardian and guide of my soul and body, that he may deliver me from mine enemies, and rising from my bed I may offer thee prayers of thanksgiving. Thee, O Lord, hearken unto me, thy sinful and wretched servant, in confession and conscience. Grant me when I arise to be instructed by thy sayings, and through thine angels cause demonic despondency to be driven far from me, that I may bless thy holy name and glorify and extol the most pure Theotokos Mary, who thou hast given to us sinners as a protectress and acceptor who prayeth for us. For I know that she exemplifieth thy love for mankind and prayeth for us without ceasing. Through her protection and the sign of the precious cross, and for the sake of all thy saints, preserve my wretched soul, O Jesus Christ, our God, for holy art thou and most glorious forever. Amen. O Lord our God, as thou art good and the lover of mankind, forgive me where I have sins today in word, deed, and thought. Grant me peace from undisturbed sleep. Send thy guardian angel to protect and keep me from all evil. For thou art the guardian of our souls and bodies, and unto thee we send up glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O Lord our God, in whom we believe, in whose name we invoke above every name, grant us as we go to sleep relaxation of soul and body, and keep us from all dreams and dark pleasures. Stop the onslaught of the passions, and quench the burnings that arise in the flesh. Grant us to live chastely in deed and word, that we may obtain a virtuous life, and not fall away from thy promised blessings. For blessed art thou forever. Amen. O Lord, deprive me not of thy heavenly good things. O Lord, deliver me from the eternal torments. O Lord, if I have sinned in mind or thought, in word or deed, forgive me. O Lord, deliver me from all ignorance, forgetfulness, faint-heartedness, and stony insensibility. O Lord, deliver me from every temptation. O Lord, enlighten my heart, which evil desire hath darkened. O Lord, as a man I have sinned, but do thou, as a compassionate God, have mercy on me, seeing the infirmity of my soul. O Lord, send thy grace to my help, that I may glorify thy holy name. O Lord Jesus Christ, write me thy servant in the book of life, and grant me good end. O Lord my God, even though I have done nothing good in thy sight, yet grant me by thy grace to make a good beginning. O Lord, sprinkle into my heart the dew of thy grace. O Lord of heaven and earth, remember me thy sinful servant, shameful and unclean, in thy kingdom. Amen. O Lord, accept me in penitence. O Lord, forsake me not. O Lord, lead me not into temptation. O Lord, grant me good thoughts. O Lord, grant me tears in remembrance of death and compunction. O Lord, grant me the thought of confessing my sins. O Lord, grant me humility, chastity, and obedience. O Lord, grant me patience, courage, and meekness. O Lord, implant in me the root of good thy fear in my heart. O Lord, vouchsafe me to love thee with all my soul and thoughts, and in all things to do thy will. O Lord, protect me from evil men and demons and passions and from every other unseemly thing. O Lord, thou knowest that thou doest as thou wilt. Thy will be done also in me, a sinner, for blessed art thou unto the ages. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, for the sake of thy most honorable mother, and thy bodiless angels, thy prophet and forerunner and baptist, the God-inspired apostles, the radiant and victorious martyrs, the holy and God-bearing fathers, and through the intercessions of all the saints, deliver me from the besetting presence of the demons. Yea, my Lord and Creator, who desires not the death of a sinner, but rather that he be converted and live, grant conversion also to me, wretched and unworthy. Rescue me from the mouth of the pernicious serpent who is yawning to devour me, and take me down to Hades alive. Yea, my Lord, my comfort, who for my miserable sake was clothed in corruptible flesh. Draw me out of misery and grant comfort to my miserable soul. Implant in my heart to fulfill thy commandments and to forsake evil deeds and to obtain thy blessings. For in thee, O Lord, have I hoped. Save me. O good mother of the good King, most pure and blessed Theotokos Mary, do thou pour out the mercy of thy Son and our God upon thy passionate soul, and by thine intercessions guide me unto good works, that I may pass the remaining time of my life without blemish and attain paradise through thee, O Virgin Theotokos, who alone are pure and blessed. O Angel of Christ, my holy guardian and protector of my soul and body, forgive me all wherein I have sinned this day, and deliver me from all opposing evil of mine enemy, lest I anger my God by any sin. Pray for me, a sinful and unworthy servant, that thou mayest show me forth worthy of the kindness and mercy of the O Holy Trinity, and of the Mother of my Lord Jesus Christ, and of all the saints. Amen. To thee, the champion leader, we thy servants dedicate a feast of victory and of thanksgiving as ones rescued out of sufferings, O Theotokos. But as our one with might, which is invincible, from all dangers that can be, do thou deliver us, that we may cry to thee, Rejoice, thou bride and wedded. Most glorious ever Virgin Mother of Christ God, present our prayer to thy Son and our God, that through thee he may save our souls. All my hope I place in thee, O Mother of God, keep me under thy protection. O Virgin Theotokos, this day not me a sinner, needing thy help and thy protection, and have mercy on me, for my soul hath hoped in thee. My hope is the Father, my refuge is the Son, my protection is the Holy Spirit. O Holy Trinity, glory to thee.
Glory to thee, O Christ, God, our hope. Glory to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Father,
may Christ, our true God, through the intercessions of his most pure Mother, of our holy and God-bearing fathers, of the holy great martyr, and healer Pantaleon, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us for his good and the lover of mankind.
Amen.
And bless, holy fathers, the brethren, and forgive me a sinner, O Lord, and I have sinned this day in deed, word, and thought, and in all my sins. Through his grace, may God forgive and have mercy on us all. Let us pray for our great Lord and Father, its holy men, its patriarch, Kuru, for our Lord, the very most, Reverend Metropolitan Alliance, first hierarch of the Russian Church abroad, the all venerable abbot of this holy monastery, Archimedes, right Seraphim, and all his brethren in Christ, for this land, its authorities, and armed forces, for the God preserve the Russian land, its Orthodox people, both in the homeland and in the diaspora, and for their salvation. For them that hate us, and them that love us, for them that are kind to us, and them that serve us, for them that have charged us, and worthy ones to pray for them, for the deliverance of the imprisoned, for our fathers and brethren that are away, for them that sail upon the sea, for them that are bedridden and for the tears. Let us pray for the abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for every Orthodox Christian soul. Let us bless pious fruits, Orthodox hierarchs and the founders of the sacred monastery, our parents and all that have passed on before us, our fathers and brethren, and the Orthodox hearing everywhere laid to rest. Let us say also for ourselves,
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
For the sake of the intercessions of thy most pure Mother and our holy and God-bearing fathers, of the holy great Father and healer Pantaleon, and of all the saints, the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, and mercy on us.
Amen. Be protected by the cross, we struggle against the enemy. For the power of love is strong, and what by the power of Christ crucified on the tree, thy cross, O Lord, is
was offered to the devout forces of the far Russian realm.
is offered to us today. As we gaze on thy holy image and pride, Orthodox Christians of North America, preserve the Orthodox faith, for this faith is your firm foundation.
For the sake of the intercessions of thy most pure mother, the Holy Great Father, and the Apostle Laman, and of all the saints, the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us.
Amen. Sing us, O Queen.